Petersburg's police chief, officers, and dispatchers testified to the borough assembly last month about long hours, understaffing, and a lack of incentive to stay on the job. Chief Jim Kerr told the assembly police officers were already filling in to answer emergency calls at the dispatch station, with just three on staff there to cover shifts 24/7. Since then, one of those dispatchers has resigned, leaving just two. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht says that means fill-in work by other officers as well.
Right now, what we're relying on is, Captain Holmgren, Chief Kerr, and actually several of the other officers. We're going through the process of getting them, quote, certified that they can fill in if need be. And it's not really the right way to run the department for sure, but we're down to two dispatchers, so it's kind of what we need to do. We've got to make sure that we answer the phone when somebody calls and needs help, and we're taking the steps we need to do that, but it's clearly not ideal.
The report compiled by borough staff this winter suggests some solutions, although they're not immediate fixes. Giesbrecht says he's already boosted the starting pay for dispatcher jobs the borough's advertising, now three positions, and maybe more if the assembly agrees to changes. That report proposes filling chief dispatcher and support services supervisor jobs that have been staffed in the past.
So we're recommending that we bring those two positions back and fill them, and it gives dispatchers kind of that path for advancement, but it also gives us some flexibility. One of the biggest things that hurts in dispatch right now is folks can't take a day off, and that's just not fair.
If the borough filled those two jobs, it may eliminate a part-time dispatcher position, and those workers could consider a scheduling change to allow for more time off. Another suggestion is removing the responsibility for cleaning jail cells and bathrooms from the dispatcher's job. The report uses salary comparisons from a consultant who looked at all borough positions against similar jobs in other Alaska communities back in 2020. It also includes input from an internal survey of officers and dispatchers the borough conducted this winter. Giesbrecht says the report highlights two main problems: keeping existing officers and dispatchers and recruiting new ones.
On the police side, it's a nationwide problem trying to recruit and retain, trained officers. It's just a problem everybody's having right now. And so it's ratcheted up, what people are paying to try to keep officers they have or try to recruit new ones. On the dispatch side, it's more of an issue here locally. We just don't seem to have the workforce that we used to. And so getting dispatchers is getting increasingly hard, and then keeping them as they find other jobs or move on has been a problem for us. So
the police force has a chief and seven officers on staff, and it's advertising one vacant job. The department with vacant positions the last few years has been coming in well under budget for regular pay and benefits. However, spending's been well over budget on overtime pay for those employees who are working more hours. Employees told management about the burnout factor from working long hours without time off because of the understaffing. The report proposes incentive payments for new hires. It also suggests longevity payments for officers and dispatchers who've been on the job for 3, 5, 10, 15, and 20 years. That would be an incentive to keep them on the force. The borough could also boost its contributions to retirement plans and improve health care benefits. An alternative would be reducing the number of job classifications while boosting wages for those jobs. Both scenarios are estimated to boost annual spending in the department by around $200,000. If the assembly agrees to make the changes, it will be up to them to figure out how to pay for it, whether that means tax or other revenue increases, cuts to other borough departments, or spending down reserves. Changes to any scheduling and job classifications also would require approval by the employees and their union. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.